Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the sound of the hooves of a horse or a donkey walking down the road? It's clip-clop. During our song called Clip Clop, you can make clip clop sounds. You can use your hands to tap on your legs like this. Clip clop, clip clop. You can get two pencils or two spoons to click together to make clip clop sounds like this. Let's do it together.
Clip clop, clip clop, hear the donkey walk. Clip clop, clip clop.
Know how to sign the word thank you? It's not very hard. You're going to hold your hand flat and touch your fingertips to your chin, and then you move your hand away from your face. Thank you. Our next song is called Thank You for the World So Sweet. Every time we say thank you can do the sign language for thank you. Fingers to your chin, then move your hand away. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank you.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Why was Mrs. Naaman sad?
Because he had leprosy.
Because her husband was sick. He was sick with something called leprosy. Question number 2. How did Little Maid help Captain Naaman? Did she hug him? Or did she tell him God's prophet could heal him?
God's prophet.
Yes, she told him to go see God's prophet for help. And question number 3. Captain Naaman was told to dip in the river 7 times. What happened to his sickness when he obeyed?
He went into the water. He got healed.
That's right. When he obeyed, God healed him. Our lesson today is horses. Revelation 19:11.
I want to open my heart, a white horse.
Have you ever ridden on a horse?
Yes,
I have. It's a lot of fun. Before people had cars, they sometimes rode horses to go where they needed to go. They also hitched horses to buggies, wagons, and plows. In our Bible story this week, horses pulled Captain Naaman's chariot. His soldiers rode horses too. What do you like about horses?
They say nay. They can go way fast.
I like to pet them. I think they're beautiful. It's fun to feed a horse an apple or a carrot. Horses can be very big. They can also be very small. Mammoth was one of the world's tallest horses. Mammoth was 7 feet tall. That's taller than most really, really tall men. Thumbelina is the world's smallest horse. You may be taller than Thumbelina She's not even 2 feet tall. When my daughters were born, they were only a little bit shorter than the shortest horse in the world. Do you know what a baby horse is called?
A foal.
A baby horse is called a colt or a foal. There are more than 300 kinds of horses, and they come in lots of colors. Some are brown, black, white, gray, gold. Some have spots. Some have patches. So many different kinds. Some horses are pets. Others are work animals. Some horses even live in the wild. Horses have the biggest eyes of any land animal. Because they have eyes on the sides of their head, they can see what's coming behind them. Isn't that great that God helped them to see behind them to be safe? Sometimes horses lie down when they sleep, but they can also sleep standing up. That would be hard to do. Horses live a long time, but not as long as people. The last book of the Bible says that Jesus rides on a white horse. If you don't have a horse now, you can have one in heaven someday. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
What would your horse be like in heaven?
I would take it for a ride to the park.
I would love to ride a big, tall, strong horse. I'm so glad God made horses. When you see a horse, just let it remind you that Jesus will come riding on a horse someday. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Matthew 5:44. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at ashley@startingwithjesus.com. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we want to thank you so much for all the animals that you've made. We look forward to the day when you come back. Help us to remember you as we learn the Bible and see all the animals you made, in Jesus' name. Amen. God has given us healthy things to eat, but He has also given us sunshine to help us stay healthy and happy. Our closing song today is called "There's Sunshine in My Soul." This one's a hymn. Let's sing.
There is sunshine in my soul today.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.